AirCheckDownloads.com.
Party and the Dreamers had been number one with I'm Telling You Now, and Herman's Hermit climbing with a hit revival of the Rays' rock and roll classic Silhouette, number seven. Herman's Hermit and Silhouettes. A few moments ago, we heard the follow-up to You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. The follow-up to Downtown was at number six for Petula Clark.
Every day when the...
I know a place, Petula Clark. And here's the reason we've chosen this American Top 10 to feature this week, because it was on the 5th of May, 1965, the British invasion of the American chart reached its peak. Only one American act in the top 10, eight British stars, and one record made in Britain by the Australian Sri Lankan Seekers at five. Find another you. The Seekers were at number five in this top ten, which includes four eventual number ones. This one had been Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, slipping from two to number four, but still playing That Game of Love. No British Invasion chart would be complete without the Beatles, and here they are at number three with Ticket to Ride. On their way to number one, had vaulted from 18 to 3. Ticket to Ride. So who was it, that only American act in the top 10 this week? 5th of May, 1965, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, moving from 7 to 2 with Count Me In.
If you need someone to count on.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Count Me In, number two. What was number one in this height of the British invasion chart? Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you...
Herman's Hermits at number one this date in 1965. And Stuart Coleman up next with the Rock and Roll Party. And as for us, next Saturday evening at 6. Till then.
On 1548 AM, this is Capital Gold.
The 9 o'clock news. This is Ian Ramage.
AirCheckDownloads.com.